This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose slightly this week as Colorado keeps showing signs of a late summer swell. CPR's John Daly reports.
115 people are now hospitalized. That's up 3 from last week and the highest number since last spring, but well below earlier peaks. Other measures like wastewater detection, cases, and the positivity rate all show signs of an uptick. The federal government is expected to soon approve new vaccines that target a more recent Omicron subvariant than the original shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would then recommend who should get them. They're expected to be available later this month. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's Democratic state senators meet this morning to pick a new majority leader. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The majority leader sets the makeup of Senate committees and controls when bills come up for debate in the chamber. Senators say a number of their colleagues are likely to make a bid for the job, including the current assistant majority leader and the chair of the legislature's powerful budget committee. The position is open because the previous majority leader left to join Denver's new mayoral administration. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The public transit system in Colorado Springs saw more riders than ever in August. Mountain Metro Transit set a new record for the second month in a row with about 366,000 rides. People across the state got to use public transit for free this summer because of a statewide effort to reduce pollution. More than 1 million rides went for free in Colorado Springs over the past 3 months. Attendance at the Colorado State Fair was way up this year, the highest in more than a decade. Some sold-out concerts brought a lot of people through the gate, and discounted ticket pre-sales helped. State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller.
We saw so much success this year. So there's some years that are harder than others, and I can tell you with the heat and the rain, we thought this would be one of them, but I guess good programming and cool improvements overcome that.
More than 500,000 people went to the State Fair this year. It's 8:06. This is CPR News.